Time now in our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, the head coach of the Beavers. Tom, after the game last night, you and I chatted in the office a little bit about RH, and not going to lie, I thought of about a gazillion more questions that I wanted to ask you about him and what he's meant to this program. But since COVID, he hadn't been around the building much. How much do your current players actually know of RH and being able to interact with him?
Not much, Schultzy, to be honest with you. The biggest thing is just me talking about him a lot of times. And I refer to Coach a lot. And Leighton Road even, he came up to me, and you know, we were talking about Coach, I don't know, it might have been, 3-4 weeks ago, and he just said, gosh, it'd been nice to meet him. I go, absolutely, you know. And so, no, our guys don't know Coach. And he passed away 2 years ago, and I mean, you know, when you're spot on, you know, before that, when he was, you know, with COVID, he wasn't around the building as much. And so, you know, the guys knew him, you know, a lot better, obviously, from, you know, those early years to probably 2016, 2017, he was a lot more visible, 2018. But once COVID hit, it just things kind of subsided as far as him being in the building as much. So,
how much do you miss those conversations with him just walking into the coach's office and sitting down on the couch and chatting?
No, I miss a lot of them. And him and Lou would zoom by, and no question, he'd open the door and say good luck. Lou would say good luck, or he'd just give the thumbs up. And, you know, those are all good. Those are great times, Schultzy.
I'm a Green Bay Packer fan, and they've got a long history. And, you know, oddly enough, Packers started in 1919. Bemidji State was formed in 1919. when they sign a rookie, they bring them all in and they set them down in the Packer Hall of Fame and they make them watch the history video and tell them the history of, you know, where this program was. BSU could use one of those, and boy, that would be a long movie, wouldn't it?
Well, it would be, and it'd be awesome. And that's kind of cool. I didn't realize the Packers did something like that, and that gives them a taste of immediate pride of the organization that they're with.
I was looking, you know, through the computer earlier today, trying to find all the different recordings that I had with RH over the years, and I stumbled across one from 2015, 2016, where he and I just sat down and chatted about every single championship game, all 13 of them. Then we even chatted about the ones that they had lost, what he remembered about them. And I could ask him about, you know, a game-winning goal in the first championship game against Lake State, and I said, do you remember the goal? And he just immediately went into what happened on the goal, what face-off dot it came from, who was running the screen in front of the goalie. The guy was incredibly sharp, and you've used this analogy before. He saw a lot more of a hockey game than you ever will on video, and he saw it with his real eyes.
Yeah, 100%.
How special is that to have the ability that he did of just recalling everything?
No, he's got the memory of an elephant, and I think too, he's like, Coach was extremely bright, and he'd write everything down, and no, he just was, and he was ahead of his time, and I don't have that skill. Schultzy, I can remember, you know, a lot of games, but nothing like, you're spot on, like the games that he remembers, and then obviously, at the age that he actually was, and then you think about the years. I mean, sometimes, you know, some of those years were 40 years before. I mean, they were 40 years ago, 45 years ago, and he remembered, and I have a hard time with a lot of those. I can remember, you know, important, tidbits during the game. But as far as a lot of the goals and things like that, that's an unbelievable skill that he had.
Special man. Yeah. More with Coach Ceratori when we come back. Our pregame continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Ceratori. On to tonight, Tom. Your lineup is interesting, to say the least. You got some guys in spots that we haven't seen them in this year. Quite honestly, is everyone healthy in your lineup tonight?
Yeah, I mean, in our lineup tonight, for sure.
You don't have anybody else healthy that isn't in your lineup, do you?
Yeah. So it's just, no, everybody in our lineup is healthy, and we just got a lot of guys out.
it makes your job a little easier. Everyone's in the lineup tonight, but piecing together and who's going to work with who. What was that conversation like with you and Travis and the other coaches today?
Well, I got to the office this morning, and they already had the lines, what they felt. All three of the other coaches had lines on there, and I looked at all the lines, and, you know, we said, you know, and we then we had more dialogue, and we just went from there. You know, we just kind of did the best that we just obviously, again, we did the best we could. We thought the lines that we had today were obviously the best lines from a multitude of different reasons. But and we'll see. If we have to tweak some lines during the game, we'll do so.
Matias, last night, I think the best compliment I can give him is it sure didn't look like he had missed about 2 months. He looked pretty much in regular season form last night, didn't he?
No, he was dialed in, and you saw that. You saw that. I saw that, and hopefully we'll see that tonight.
How much does the rest of the team can they feed off of that? I mean, here's a guy who hadn't played in a couple of months, and here he's playing like this.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it is. It's a big shot in the arm, and he played well. Like I said, I hope it happens again tonight, and let's put back-to-back games together, two in a row.
You would have liked to have scored, I'm sure, on the power play last night in the third period, but how important was it just eating up some clock at that point?
Well, exactly. I mean, obviously, again, it can go both ways. You get nervous, you think you're lucky stars, you have a two-goal lead, too. And if it's a one-goal lead, boy, it can be deflating. You have a five-minute major and you don't score. We actually had some good looks, though, but we didn't score. And, but again, it's nice having a two-goal lead while all that's going on.
Looking at your line chart tonight, Noah Quinn on the left, Eric Martin in the middle, and Austin Jopy on the right. Those are three intriguing guys to me. I'm curious to see what those three are going to do tonight. How can those three, how do they kind of complement each other?
Well, we just felt, to be honest with you, we thought that line was playing really well with Carter Jones, and we felt Noah's a lot like Jonesy. He's got great hockey sense. He's got good feel out there. And so we just said, why not just try to give that kind of a very similar look. He's younger, but we just feel, again, he's a lot like Jonesy.
Best of luck tonight, Tom.
Thanks, Schultze.
Tom Cerruturi, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next here on the Beaver Radio Network.